Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is another update on Turkey. If you've been following my recent postings, you'll know that we've been covering Turkey in some detail, and I wanted to update you on two major recent events. The first is the issuance of a $3 billion Sukuk bond, and the second is a currency swap that has been put in place with the UAE. So in this video, we'll go through exactly what Sukuk bonds are. We'll talk about why they have been created, and we'll look at the details of the latest bond that has been issued by Turkey. And we'll also have a look at the swap that's been put in place and talk about the implications of that. And at the end of the video, I will give you a summary as to what I think are the implications of these deals for Turkey and what the outlook is for the next 3 to 6 months. So before we get into all of that, if I could ask you at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, to give me a thumbs up. And please subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos. So if there's a particular section you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip through it and move on to the next. It's just been announced that Turkey has raised a US dollar denominated Sukuk bond totaling $3 billion. The bond was heavily oversubscribed and came in at a pricing of 7.25%. Demand for the bond was high, with over 200 bidders placing orders of $10.75 billion in the placing. 66% of the bonds were placed in the Middle East. We believe the majority of those went to the UAE. 12% was placed in the USA and 12% in the UK. So what is a Sukuk bond, and why was this issue so successful? Traditional bonds are not permissible under Islamic law, as they are a creation of a debt and interest is payable on that debt. A Sukuk bond is a different form of instrument to a traditional debt instrument. It was first created in Malaysia in 2000, and the structure of a Sukuk bond relates directly to an identifiable asset. So the investor in a Sukuk bond actually takes ownership of a portion of a designated asset. And the interest that is payable on the bond relates to the owner's proportional share of the revenue that's generated by that asset. So in some respects, it's similar to an equity instrument, in so much as you own a particular part of a particular asset, and you're paid the equivalent of what would be a dividend relating to the income that that asset generates. And that structure complies with Islamic law, and therefore a Sukuk bond is attractive to any investor or financial institution that has to comply with Islamic law. Sukuk bonds are now used widely all around the world, and there is high demand from a variety of large corporates, funds, and private individuals. So why was the Turkish bond so successful given everything that's going on in the country right now? We've got inflation running at almost 50%. We've got issues with regards to the Turkish lira, which dropped by more than 40% in 2021. And we've got problems with regards to energy. So Turkey has to buy in a lot of natural gas from Russia, and that natural gas is used to create electricity and also is supplied directly to households for heating and cooking. And we've got a problem with regards to the balance of payments, that we've got a current account deficit. So Turkey is importing more than it's exporting, and therefore it needs a constant supply of foreign currency to support the deficit and also to keep purchasing all of the energy from overseas. And as a result of all of that, Fitch recently reduced its credit rating for the Turkish sovereign debt to B+. So in normal circumstances, all of those factors would lead you to a conclusion that it was going to be difficult for Turkey to raise any additional finance. But this bond raise actually turned out to be quite successful from Turkey's perspective. And the reasons for that are twofold. Firstly, there is an undersupply of Sukuk bonds in the world. So we've got a lot of money globally that is looking to be invested under Islamic law. And in order to be compliant, any bonds that money is invested into need to be Sukuk bonds. And because of that supply and demand dynamic, it means that there is a wall of cash looking to find its way into any Sukuk bonds. So the fact that Turkey have decided to issue these bonds via Sukuk has been a real positive because they know that there are a lot of investors looking for this type of asset. In addition to that, Turkey has also recently been working on its relationship with the UAE. Now, the United Arab Emirates is an oil-rich nation and has recently looked to improve its relationship with Turkey. So we've got a symbiotic relationship that both countries want to deal with each other more. And from the statistics that we've seen, it looks like around about two-thirds of the new bond was taken up in the UAE. So both of those factors have really worked in Turkey's favour here and potentially paved the way for the issuance of more US dollar-denominated Sukuk bonds in the future. So the issuance of these bonds looks like good news for Turkey. But the question is, what are they going to do with the money? And there's a very simple answer to that. They're using the money to repay existing debt. Turkey currently has around about 18.5 billion US dollars of international bonds that are due for repayment in 2022. $7.6 billion of those bonds is denominated in dollars, and the remaining is denominated in lira. Turkey had a $2 billion euro bond that was maturing on the 21st of February, which was priced at 5.8% coupon. And it also has a $1.1 billion domestic bond that is due for repayment on the 25th of February. So the money raised from the new bond issuance will be used entirely to repay existing bonds that are maturing. So this is the classic situation that we see all the time, where when a bond comes up for maturity, you issue a new bond and you repay the old bondholders with the new bondholders' money. Now, interestingly, from a pricing perspective, the new bond has been issued at 7.25% coupon. When Turkey last issued a Sukuk bond back in June 2021, the coupon it attached to that bond was 5.125%. So we've seen a material increase in the pricing of these bonds. And when you look at the bond that has just come up for repayment, the $2 billion bond, that was priced at 5.8%. So you can see that there's been a material move in the cost of funding for Turkey. So the good news for Turkey is that they still have access to the capital markets. The demand-supply dynamic for Sukuk bonds means that it's likely that they will be able to issue more of those sort of bonds through the course of 2022. However, the pricing of those bonds may well continue going up, and that's going to increase the debt burden and the cash flow problems within Turkey, because it will have to keep refinancing these bonds as it goes forward. Turkey has recently put in place a $4.7 billion swap deal with the United Arab Emirates. So this is essentially an agreement between the two countries that they will swap up to $4.7 billion of their currencies. The Central Bank of the Republic of Turkey's announcement stated, "The agreement, which is designed to promote bilateral trade with the aim of further strengthening financial cooperation between the two countries, will stand for a period of 3 years, with the possibility of an extension through mutual agreement." This swap deal follows on from 10 trade agreements that were signed between the two countries back in November 2021, which focused on energy finance and trade predominantly. Now, the benefit of these deals for Turkey is that they are receiving overseas investment into the country and they can get access to foreign currency. The benefit from the UAE's perspective is that they're looking for overseas investments and assets because they're an oil-rich nation and they want to diversify their exposure away from oil and into other forms of investment. So these sort of deals are very attractive from Turkey's perspective, and they have similar arrangements in place with China, South Korea and Qatar for swaps totaling $23 billion. Now the main benefit from Turkey's perspective is that it can boost their reserves as they call upon these swaps, which will then increase their foreign currency reserves. And on the 4th of February, it was announced that the reserves are now standing at $16.3 billion in Turkey, which is up from the all-time low in December of $7.5 billion. And the existence of these swap deals show the importance of maintaining the currency exchange rate for the Turkish lira. Because a swap deal is exactly as it sounds. You swap Turkish lira for UAE dirham. And that swap will be done at the relative rate. So if the value of the lira does deteriorate further in the international market, then that will reduce the value of this swap deal. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, clearly Turkey is working hard on trying to sort out its financial problems. And the issuance of the $3 billion Sukuk bond is a positive step forward. However, all of that capital has gone to repay existing bonds. So this is basically left pocket, right pocket. And the overall summary on that transaction is that the pricing has gone up. So they've repaid cheaper bonds with more expensive bonds. Now going forward, it's likely that the dynamic of the supply and demand for Sukuk bonds will mean that there is continued demand for more issuance of these sort of bonds. So I'm sure Turkey will look to tap that market again. But the problem that they have is that they've got a lot of bonds that are maturing this year. They've got another 15 billion of bonds that they will need to refinance. So the next 15 billion of Sukuk bond placements will be used entirely to just refinance what's already out there. So none of this is really helping Turkey's financial situation. All it's doing at the moment is preventing it from going into default on any of these bonds. The swap deal that's been put in place with the UAE is also a positive step forward. However, again, this is just really keeping the wolves from the door. It's bringing in $5 billion, which will be used very quickly in terms of the natural gas that Turkey is having to buy in and also supporting the value of the Turkish lira. We reported recently in a video that it looks like Turkey is using at least $1 billion per week to maintain the value of the lira in the international markets. The issuance of the bonds and the striking of the swap deal don't do anything to solve the fundamental problems that are going on right now in Turkey. We've got runaway inflation. When you've got inflation levels of 50%, everything is rising in value at a rapid rate, and there is no way that wages are able to keep pace with that form of price increase. So we've got a lot of pressure internally. There's been a massive dollarization of Turkey. We reported recently that over 60% of all transactions are now in dollars or euros, and we are seeing all of the confidence disappearing in the lira. So none of the locals want to deal in lira. They don't want to be paid in lira. Everybody wants a currency that they believe has long-term value. So we've got real issues going on right now. We've got problems with regards to the purchase of natural gas for the creation of electricity and as a fuel source for households and for heating and cooking. So none of those issues have been solved. And as long as the government continues with this policy of reducing interest rates, then it's very difficult to see how Turkey is going to be able to trade its way out of its existing problems. It's currently able to offset any of the bond repayments that are coming up by placing Sukuk bonds, and that might be able to keep things moving along for the next 3 months or so. But the internal issues of the balance of payments, where we've got more imports than exports, is an ongoing problem, and there's no easy solution as to how to fix that. So although there's been some mildly positive news here for Turkey in terms of these bonds and the swap deal, it isn't a solution to the overall problem. So unfortunately, this isn't going to get Turkey out of jail. We're still looking at a build-up of problems and a massive issue for Turkey at some point over the next 3 to 6 months. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when they arrive. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.